Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rev Up with Reverend Alicia Blog Talk Radio Show. My God is awesome. Absolutely, we're excited this evening. I am your host, Reverend Alicia Smith Withers, pastor of the Pavilion of God in Washington, D.C. Tonight, my guest is Jeremy Green, a name that his fans know and a name that many of us are quickly becoming acquainted with. Tonight, we have another show to listen to and be inspired. I want to thank Avia Mebane for being my guest last week. To purchase her book, Amaret, please just email her at Avia Mebane, A-V-I-A-M-E-B-A-N-E, at gmail.com. A lot of you have been asking about getting her book, so that's the way to do it. If you're a first-time listener, a special welcome to you. I invite you to tune in on a regular basis. Also, you can always listen on demand and easily turn your work time, exercise time, or computer time into an opportunity to rev up, accelerate, and energize your life. The Tuesday night Rev Up with Reverend Alicia show is a Keeping It Real show about life. I minister to the people of God through all phases of their experience, even up to the higher life of the spirit. This show is a safe place to talk about everything from pop culture to politics. On Sundays at 11 a.m., I broadcast a weekly sermon, so listen and share the message with your friends. Follow the Rev Up show so you don't miss any of our special broadcast. If you're in the Washington metropolitan area, I invite you to worship with the Pavilion of God on Sundays at 6401 Chillum Place Northwest in Washington, D.C. at 12:30 p.m. We're a small church with a big worship, and we have a new musician. Her name is Vanny, plays guitar and sings like an angel. So come out and worship with us. Our Bible study is on Thursday evenings at 6:30 p.m. A meal follows the Bible study time, so we feed the spirit and the body. Our topic now is how to hear the voice of God in your daily life. This Bible study is led by Avia Mebane. Call on our prayer line on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 12 noon. I've gotten a lot of prayer requests. I will share them, and for those of you who wanted to remain anonymous, we keep you in prayer anonymously. Simply call in if you'd like at 605-475-4333 on Wednesday mornings at 6 a.m. or 12 noon, 605-475-4333. Access code is 213-781. Remember, the Pavilion of God is a safe place, and it is sacred space. At the Pavilion of God, you can come as you are. Tweet me at Rev Alicia, R-E-V-A-L-E-T-H-E-A. Follow me on Instagram at Rev Alicia and email revalicia@gmail.com. Like the Pavilion of God on Facebook. I want to remind you that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know that one out of four women has experienced domestic violence in her lifetime? Nearly three out of four Americans personally know someone who is or has been a victim of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches the lives of Americans of all ages. regardless of race or ethnicity. So if you think this is not about you, I want you to give this very serious consideration. And when it touches our lives, it leaves a devastating impact on women, men, and children in any circumstance. In fact, Iyanla Vincent has been promoting and talking about the need to talk about domestic violence, and she says it very clearly and succinctly. She says domestic violence is everybody's business. And if you're in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, you can join Iyanla Vincent on next Tuesday, October the 21st. I think the time is at 7 o'clock. And she'll be at Howard University. And so please, just check it out. You can go to whur.com/features/behind-closed-doors. And join her in this conversation about domestic violence. And for those of you who have been listening to the show for a while or have been worshiping with the Pavilion of God, you know that I'm a breast cancer overcomer. And so I'm very focused also on this month because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's an annual campaign to increase awareness of this disease. More than 27,000 new cases of breast cancer are expected in the year 2014. More than 27,000. And among younger, this is among African-American women, and among younger women, the mortality rate of breast cancer is higher in African-Americans than in the white community. While most of us are aware of breast cancer, many forget to take the steps to plan to detect the disease in its earliest stages. And we forget to encourage others to do the same. So I'm encouraging you tonight to be mindful of breast cancer and make your own commitment to do what you can to be a guardian of your health. Eat well, exercise, do self-breast examinations, follow your doctor's orders in terms of having a mammogram. Be alert. Look for any changes in your body, and particularly your breath. I want to begin at the beginning. I want you to embrace the Alpha and Omega sacred connection to the divine. I invite you to open your heart and open your mind as I pray. God, again, we pray for those in need, those who have sent their prayer requests, those who have not sent a prayer request, but their minds or hearts are burdened. We lift their concerns to you tonight. And God, we know that you will minister to them, be with them in always in accordance to your will and in your magnificent way. We thank you for creativity this evening. We thank you for the amazing ways you inspire music to be made. From the meadowlark to the spark that sets the hearts on fire within the breast of men and women. Oh, God, we thank you for the inspiration that lifts voices in song and praise, the inspiration that allows strings to quiver, horns to blow, and drums to beat. In your word, Lord, we learn that we should praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, praise him with the harp and the lyre, praise him with timbrel and dancing, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with the clash of cymbals, praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh God, we thank you for the creativity and the joy that music brings to our lives, for the joy that music brings to heal broken hearts, the joy that music brings to bring laughter to the old and to the young, the joy for the sake of joy. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you are just joining us, welcome to the Rev Up with Reverend Alethea Bloss Talk Radio Show. We're so glad to have you this evening. I am your host, Reverend Alicia, and tonight we're going to wrap up, accelerate, and energize your thinking. If you are want to join us in the dialogue, please dial 347-945-7723 or write on your blog or email me your comments or questions so that you can be a part of tonight's exciting show. Tonight my guest is Jeremy Green, a 17-year-old young man, a native of San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio is known for the Alamo and the Riverwalk and the Tower of the Americas. And now, San Antonio is known for Jeremy Green. To some, he is a prodigy, a magnificent millennial, and to others, he is a phenomenal young musician. From where I sit, Jeremy is all of the above and more. Jeremy is a senior at Sandra Day O'Connor High School and has achieved an amazing level of mastery of the instrument he has chosen, which is seemingly a match made in heaven. Jeremy, welcome to the Rev Up with the Reverend Alicia Blog Talk Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you on the show. I have been, for the audience, I acknowledge to Jeremy that I am officially a groupie of Jeremy.
Thank you. I'm happy to accept you into this groupie.
Very good. I'm confident you have an expanding fan club of admirers.
Yes.
At 17, you've gained a substantial amount, a substantial social media following. You have
it's
more
crazy.
Than, isn't it? It is awesome and wild.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen, you've got over 10,000 likes on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You have you have thousands of followers on Instagram. I'm one of them. Your YouTube videos have been viewed, and I really want the audience to imagine this, over 100,000 times. And Jeremy, I couldn't count the number of videos you have out there. So on most of the ones that I saw, they were well over 100,000 per video.
Yeah.
How many videos do you have out?
I have about 30 now. I started last summer because I was just bored, and in the summer, people think kids do crazy things in the summer, but actually I was just home and I just wanted to make music. So I just started putting out covers, and I have about 30 now.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. For those of us who are not really familiar with covers, can you help the audience understand what you mean when you say covers?
Sure. Covers are basically renditions of songs, popular songs. In my case, I do pop covers, which are pop renditions of songs I've done, songs by Usher, I've done songs by Ariana Grande, and a whole lot of other artists. So covers are basically just renditions.
Okay, your rendition, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Specifically your rendition. And, you've done so many. How does it feel to have this surge of interest in you and your music?
It feels, I can't even put it into words, because it's, as far as you asked me, like, my interest in making covers, correct?
Well, just having the following you have in social media. I mean, you suddenly have, you put out one video, and then suddenly you have this incredible following on your Facebook page and on all the videos you put out. How does it feel to have this kind of surge of interest in what you're doing in the music you make and actually even just in you?
I feel empowered, actually. And I think it's really cool because my whole objective is to try and, like, inspire the youth and inspire kids. And on my Instagram page, it's cool to actually connect with those people, especially the kids. And they tell me that I'm an inspiration to them, and, like, I've been helping them in school as far as, like, trying to find some inspiration to continue their instrument. And I play an instrument that not a lot of people know what it is. I play the viola, and many people know what the violin is, or the cello, or the bass. So I play the viola, and it's just cool to actually try and, like you said, bring in the groupies as far as, like, trying to get as many viola players out there into the world. So I think it's really cool.
Oh, wow. That is, it has to be cool. How are your classmates? What are they thinking about all this attention and the work that you're doing?
To be honest, I really don't tell a lot of people at school. I'm afraid of, like, they may treat me different. I've only told maybe a couple of my inner circle, but those people in the inner circle, they think it's really cool. They're proud, and they support me as far as, like, anything I need. If I need them in a video, they'll come. So they're very supportive.
Oh, that is fantastic. You know, with all the videos, what are some of your favorite artists that, you know, who are you most, who kind of guides you and inspires you the most?
I will have to say I grew up listening to Yolanda Adams, and I just like the runs. You know the runs she does? I think that's the coolest thing ever. So it's cool for me to actually, well, I say, like, I'm not a singer, but I can sing on my viola. So I take whatever she does and I kind of manipulate it on my viola. So she's been an inspiration. Shantae Moore has been an inspiration. Usher, Alicia Keys, Tamela Mann. Those type of artists have been a huge inspiration in my world.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the first video that you put out, was that Happy?
Mm-hmm. No, the first video was, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The first video, it was actually in my church. I started playing in the church, and it was How Great Is Our God. And my whole objective behind, or not objective, but the story behind that is I wanted to start my YouTube channel on a good foot. And that was my first performance in front of everybody. And I love that song, How Great Is Our God, because I want to live by that, the meaning of that song. So that was the first song that I wanted to put out.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's one I haven't heard. I will look forward to listening to that. I've listened to so many of your videos. I've been counting them now. When I go back to when I've listened to it, it has my little, you know, thumbs up that I've already given to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will look for How Great Is Our God. But the one that kind of pushed your popularity was Happy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was. And I got shared on a page, and that page just took over. And I never thought that I was actually going to be a performer or do gigs. And once that video actually got out into the world, it kind of forced me into the, I guess, the world, the performance. And it's just like God always opens up a door, and this is a door that I'm opening. It's not all the way open yet, but I'm still opening up that door, and I'm really enjoying it right now.
Oh, that's what, and you please enjoy every bit of this. Now, I don't know if you've seen the interview with Farrell and Oprah. And
no, I haven't.
It's a wonderful interview. She's talking to him about Happy and how that kind of took off in such an incredible way. And during the interviews, he actually starts to cry. And it's like some of that energy of the power of that song has just transferred to you as well. With everyone kind of finding their own, it plugs into your heart. And when I first heard it, I started to cry.
Oh, really? It's
your rendition
song.
Is fantastic. Well, your rendition is spectacular. And I want to encourage the audience, if you haven't listened to Happy, Jeremy Green's rendition of Happy, I want to encourage you to do so. I want to play just a little bit of it right now. And so I'm going to invite the audience to just listen in. Jeremy, that is awesome. And
thank you. I got chills, actually.
good. That's good.
I know, it's weird, but I get you.
That's good. That's good. I mean, and to see the video as you play it is another spectacular thing. And I certainly didn't follow what you said. The last part of it is even more powerful than the selection that I played. So it's just phenomenal to hear the music, and you're only 17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So crazy. I would thought, could I kind of match the level as people older than me? So I think it's really cool that I'm just very focused, I guess you can say, focused to be the best musician I can be. And I'm getting better every single day. And I have to thank my private lesson teachers and my orchestra teachers, because those are the ones that are really helping me get better.
Well, that's, I have a number of callers on the line, and some want to ask you questions, but I just need to, someone sent in a question. They want to know how you chose the viola, and when did you start playing it?
Okay, so I started in the fifth grade, and they had this program at my school, and it's called Strings, and I had no idea what the viola was, or as far as, I knew what an orchestra was, but I didn't know like what the instruments were. I knew the violin, and the teacher, she told me that, let me backtrack a little bit. So they were taking measurements of the kids, and they pulled me aside and actually wanted to figure out like how long my arms are, and my arms are extremely long. So they told me that that's perfect for the viola, so they put me on that instrument. That's how I started, and I was about 10.
Wow. And so was it kind of love at first touch for you, or was it something
No.
that you really had to kind of decide you really liked it? Or how did that
work? It was kind of like a love-hate relationship. Like, I loved practicing, but then I hated the noises that were coming out of it at the beginning. But as I progressed as far as, like, how I was sounding, I grew to love it. And I guess every musician has that time period where they really, I mean, they love playing, but they just lose interest, and I'm guilty of that. But you always find another inspiration that gets you back on track.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you just said something that as a mother of a son who played a couple of instruments that I never heard him say, I love practicing. So that
yeah.
is incredible.
Yeah.
I never remember hearing him say that part.
Yeah.
But you actually love practicing.
Yes, I love practicing. Actually, my parents tell me I practice too much. I can be up at midnight practicing, 2 o'clock practicing. It's something about, actually, the music that I play. And it's incredible for me to actually play what I want to play now, because as a little kid, starting out, I wasn't able to play the pop covers that I wanted to play because it wasn't looked as, I don't know how to say it, but it wasn't a good thing to start out on pop music. So it's
right.
awesome for me to start playing that stuff that I want to play now, which keeps me motivated.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to go to the callers now and take a call from one of the callers. Caller, good evening, 202-701. Welcome to the Rev Up with Reverend Alethea show.
Good evening, good evening. And I have to say, Jeremy, I am so incredibly proud of you.
Thank you.
And I am so incredibly touched by you. You
Thank
know,
you.
I always looked at the viola as a classical instrument.
Mm-hmm.
To hear you playing popular music really touches me. And
Thank you.
I see it having the potential, as you say, to inspire young people.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it inspires their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And like people like me that are grandparents, because one of the things I have been so saddened by in terms of our educational outlook in this area, especially the District of Columbia, but also in some areas in the suburbs, particularly Georges County, that there is less and less emphasis on music in our school and mastering instruments, and the mastery and the love of an instrument grows you in so many ways. It grows
yes.
you it's, spiritually, it grows you mentally, it
mm-hmm.
emotionally, because that can be transferred in so many ways. Now,
exactly.
I mean, I have people that I love, like Yo-Yo Ma, that, you know, can do incredible things. But
mm-hmm.
to hear you doing those pop covers really touches me, because I can see that exciting are you. Keep up
yeah.
the good work. You are wonderful,
you.
Journey. And God bless you, Reverend Alicia.
Thank you so much, caller, for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Carol, you have it. Yes, she's enthusiastic. I have a feeling she's going to be continuing to listen to you play. Have you heard
yes,
that
that's
kind
awesome.
Of excitement before from mothers and fathers and grandparents about your play?
Yes, it's crazy because, like, music is universal. So, and it's to all ages, too. So all ages have been telling me that, and it's just, it's incredible to hear that, like, actually from a voice. It's cool to hear that, like, from like on text or something like that, but it's a different feeling when you actually hear it through someone's voice. So thank you so much for calling.
That's wonderful, Jeremy. I want to ask you, you said you enjoy playing, practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Help the audience know, what does practicing look like in terms of the amount of time you spend?
So as far as like classical music, oh, it takes a long time. Classical music is so much harder than pop music. So as far as, like, practicing for classical music, I would say maybe an hour and a half a day at home. But at school,
mm-hmm.
I do classical music as well, so that's another, like, 45 minutes. But pop music, I love it so much as far as, like, because when I pick a song, I go home and I write it, and that takes about an hour. And then I'll go back upstairs to my room, and then I'll try and figure out, like, new renditions. And then that's just another, oh, Lord, 2-3 hours. And then sometimes I find myself at night, like, I can hear melodies in my head. So I'll just wake up, and I'll still start practicing. So it never ends.
Wow, that's amazing and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I again, want to encourage the listeners to listen to Jeremy's YouTube videos. Another exciting part of listening to the video and gives you an opportunity to see you as you play. Your face is incredible. Every once in a while you can see you enjoying the music, as you said.
Yeah.
And you just get kind of like, you know, like you forget there's an audience, and it's
mm-hmm.
all about the pleasure you get from
yeah.
playing whatever piece you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
yeah.
one of the great parts of watching. And for your peers, I want to talk about the millennials out there who are listening. Jeremy is
mm-hmm.
a handsome young man, easy, definitely easy on the eye, which
Thank
something
you.
Adds to another level of pleasure with the music. what's the biggest challenge you face with music as it's growing for you now? I mean, at this point, because you're at a point where you're making decisions about
mm-hmm.
next steps, so what do you think is the greatest challenge you face or have faced?
College.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea. Someone should have told me that this is going to be so stressful, but I plan on going to Berkeley. Well, I'm trying. I'm applying to Berkeley, and I find that's my biggest challenge right now because I'm planning out my future. And I want to pick the right college, because if I don't pick the right college, I'm afraid I'm going to lose interest in music, and I don't want that to happen. So that's probably my biggest struggle right now.
Okay.
Also,
now, are you just – go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, also,
no,
I find finding my place is another type of struggle that I have right now, because there isn't really a genre. I know it's instrumental music, but it's not really out there to the public, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to figure out, like, how to fit, if that makes sense.
Okay. Absolutely, it does make sense. I think most people at that your point in life are trying to figure out how things fit. But when you have a
mm-hmm.
gift and talent that's like yours, I'm sure the complications are certainly multiplied. Are you thinking mm-hmm. about maybe not going to college?
Oh, no. I'm definitely going to college. Definitely.
Well, good. So that's great advice for all of the young people listening.
Mm-hmm.
College, even when you have great talent,
yeah.
college is a door open for you. And so now
yeah.
you're trying to decide which college, not if you're going to college, but
yes.
which college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents
Excellent.
Definitely told me that's a road you need to go down. So I will be definitely going down that road.
Okay. So you just mentioned your parents, and that's the question that I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
As a young musician, you're dependent on your parents in a number of ways.
Mm-hmm.
How have your parents been supportive in this expansion and of your gifts and the development of your gifts over the last few years? I'm sure they've been supportive, but how have they been supportive for you?
They've been supportive in many ways. They're basically, if I need to talk about music, they're always there. If I need them to listen, as far as like, does this sound okay? And they'll tell me, honestly, that's the honest critics you'll ever hear. So they've been definitely supportive in my music and trying to put out original work. And my dad is actually my manager, and my mom is my manager as well. And
okay.
They've just been helping me because I have no idea how to be a manager. I just play music. So they've just been very supportive.
Wonderful. I know your dad is your manager, and now you say your mom is also the manager. I'm sure she is
mm-hmm.
really in the mix with the management of your life and career, which
mm-hmm.
is wonderful. And that's a gift when young people have parents who are supportive of their work and often are able to share in very powerful ways. I do want you to know, audience, that if you are interested in hiring Jeremy to perform, he is ready and willing to perform for you. What's the best way for people to contact you, Jeremy?
Sure. The best way is to email booking@jeremygreenmusic.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/JeremyGreenViola, and you can just direct message me, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Very good. And he will get back to you. It was very easy for me to reach out and connect with Jeremy. I certainly talked to his father. Dad, I know you're listening. I want to tell you thank you so much. Jeremy, what's your favorite video of all the videos you've done? Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is the one I just did. It was Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. And it's my favorite because of the message behind the song. It's about making a change, and it's with all that the negativity is going on right now in the social world. I really wanted a good message to come out. So that's my favorite, not only because of the message, but because I was working with my older brother. My older brother is the one that actually does the videos, and I edit them. So I got to work with him. Yes, I got to work with him longer because that song is 5 minutes compared to like the other songs that are like 3.5 minutes. So it's just cool because I get to bond with him and I get to spend time with my niece and my sister-in-law. So it's just a very great time.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give the callers a treat because I have a clip of Man in the Mirror with Jeremy playing. I'm going to invite you to listen and be inspired again. Man in the Mirror. I'm sure Michael Jackson would be and is in some spiritual way just delighted
hear you play Man in the Mirror. It is beautiful.
I would hope so. Thank you.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. That is very, very powerful.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, is there advice that you can offer aspiring young musicians?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would definitely tell you to not lose your focus. It will get frustrating at times when you're practicing, but as long as you're focused and you're determined to actually get better, you will get better. And one thing that I found helpful when I was practicing is they had like these CDs that came with like the music books. I would play along with the CD to like help me with like intonation and like making sure that I had the right pitches and everything. I would just say, keep the focus. That's all I can really tell you.
And how do you deal with the social pressures, or do you experience social pressures with your focus so clearly on music and the work that you're doing? Are you kind of pulled away, or do you lose your focus because of social stresses?
Yes. My biggest fear is I am terrified as far as, like, public speaking. So that's one thing that keeps me from like getting to another level, I guess you can say. I just need to figure I'm glad that you set up this entire radio station, because this has helped me talk better, because I just have problems with that, so I'm learning how to get better.
Oh, you know, you communicate so powerfully with your instrument and with your music, Jeremy. You speak volumes and communicate more substance than many people who are chatting away every day. So I'm happy to have this opportunity to talk with you, because it's important for your fans to hear you and kind of feel your energy. And what I'm hearing right now is the most authentic, genuine person. And
thank
I
you.
Am not less inspired by you, but I'm more inspired by you.
I
really want you to share this show with others so they have a sense of who you are, because you hear someone who is as gifted as you, and we forget they're kind of real people.
Yeah, that's true.
And so on that note, what are other interests that you have other than music? Do you have any other particular interests?
Interest. It might sound weird, but
music.
I love school. I love school, and that's an interest. You don't hear that too
much. And what subjects?
Math, actually. I'm really loving my math class. I'm taking calculus, which is, it's hard, but it's very cool. Like, the teacher's teaching it very well, and he's getting us ready for college, so I'm really excited for that class. And I love history as well. At one point, I wanted to be a genealogist and, like, study ancestry and stuff. But then music always has been overconquering that. And before that, I had an interest in track. Track and field was awesome. I loved watching the Olympics and watching them, like, run around the 400 meters and the 4x1 relay. So, but after I had tore my kneecap in half, I'll tell you the story. So I was running during the 200, and I was just about to pass the guy that was in front of me to get first place. So I was, like, running very fast, and I heard this pop, and my kneecap actually popped in half, which ended my career. Yeah, it ended my career as trying to get into the Junior Olympics. But that door closed, and this music door opened. So that's how music actually overconquered all of those other interests.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I I'm so sorry about the kneecap, and I'm so
happy. That's fine. I can walk.
And we're all so happy that opened this incredible door for you and for so many to enjoy the music that you offer.
Thank you.
And now, you on many of your videos, you ask for people to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And explain exactly what you want us to do when we look at the videos, you know, whether we should share it with whomever. How can we support Jeremy Green?
Sharing is caring. I just love when people are sharing. And if you share, that really brightens up my day. Like, literally, it's the best feeling because it's making me feel like other people, like it's worthy of sharing. So by sharing, mm-hmm. that's awesome to me.
Well, for all of the listeners who are Facebook users, those on Instagram, those on Twitter, those on LinkedIn, and any other social media, using social media tools, I encourage you to, because I had no trouble. I mentioned your name and any of the social media tools that I use regularly, and I got mm-hmm. so many quick responses on, yes, Jeremy Green is so wonderful, and definitely
wow.
they're going to be listening to the show. And so
awesome.
It was awesome. It was very inspiring. I like when people like what I like. And so this was so exciting for me. I am going to be talking about Jeremy Green. People know that I have I push a case pretty hard, and I'm going to be one of your strongest advocates. So when you, climb up higher, I'm going to invite you not to get Reverend Alicia and the Rev Up with Reverend Alicia Blog Talk Radio Show as you move higher, because I would love to just continue to support you and be an advocate for the music, the powerful, wonderful music you do, and the powerful, wonderful young man that you are.
Thank you so much. And, like, bring me back. I'll come back whenever you need me to come back on here.
Well, that was just the thing I was going to say, Jeremy. I thank you for this interview this evening, and I will definitely be asking you to come back. And I'm certain that my audience would love to hear you, and we'll even listen to more of your music on another show.
Thank you. Can't wait.
So thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks to your dad and mom for supporting you being on this show this evening.
Yes, I will tell them that. Thank you.
Okay. Audience, we have been so blessed to have Jeremy Green with us this evening. 17-year-old young man. My heart says yes, 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 yes. I believe that Jeremy Green is a prodigy. He is a magnificent millennial and a phenomenal musician. I don't know when I have been more touched by or excited for a young person as I am for Jeremy. I'm praying that this young man goes far, and I'm certain that my prayers will be answered. I want him to reach his dreams and then to exceed them. I want him to have the opportunity, that opportunity, because he has so much to give back already at 17. He has so much to give back, and I believe he will always be aware of his responsibility to give back. On his website, he states that he's been gifted, and that he's gifted, and he with the ability to play music and has an ear for music. But I'm so touched by the fact that he attributes that gift to God. Well, what opened my heart to Jeremy's character and his wisdom was when he said, "Now what I do with my gift is my gift to God." You know, there's one thing about recognizing you have a gift, but when you know that you can give that gift back to God, what powerful insight you have. Yes, Jeremy, what you do with your gift is your gift to God. And your words, your sentiments, your wisdom are a reminder to all of us to acknowledge, develop, and share our gifts for God's glory. Beloved, good night, and until next week, remember to rev up, accelerate, and to energize your life.